Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
For hundreds of years, the old library building in Trinity College Dublin has been filled with unique and precious collections of books and historically significant objects. But now, the building is going to be fully redeveloped in a major conservation project. So the books and the objects have to be safely moved before the building work commences. And Evelyn O'Rourke has been finding out more about the plans. And Evelyn is with me now. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, the library shelves in this beautiful building, they're starting to look bare for the first time in years.
I know, it's an amazing sight actually, because the shelves in the long room at the old library of Trinity College are beginning to be emptied out because, as you say, this major redevelopment and restoration project is about to start. It'll take a couple of years. They're going to overhaul the whole building inside and out. We'll hear more about that in a minute. And at this point in time, the projected cost is around 90 million euro. And I think the government committed about 25 million euro budget to fund the work. And it's important work because pollution and dust, they're causing huge problems in the building and with the books. And with such an old, beautiful but wooden building, fire protection is key. And as one person pointed out, you just need to think of Notre Dame and Paris and you can kind of feel the urgency around this. And it's an awesome responsibility for the current generation who are there because, you know, they realise the significance of this. And when you're standing there, you're just knocked out by the beauty of this room. It's called the front room of the country. I mean, it's Hogwarts on an epic scale, of course, but it's this long, dramatic space. It's used, you know, in tourism ads all the time. It's got these gorgeous old bookshelves lined up in every square inch of space. It's a really amazing heritage site. So I started my visit by meeting up with Susan Bialetti, who's the head of preservation and conservation. Now she guided me up their staircase, which of course is a spiral wooden one, you'd expect no less. And then I met Helen Shenton, who's the Trinity College librarian and college archivist, to tell me more all about this place.
Hello Evelyn, welcome to the old library, to the long room.
And we're going up this beautiful spiral staircase.
Yes, this is one of the ways staff have of getting up above the long room. So here we are on the gallery and we are looking straight down the long room. We can see that some of the shelves are empty.
So this is all part of the work that's going on to move out?
Yes, we've moved about a third of the collection. That would be about 3.5 kilometres of books have gone off to off-site storage. If you lay all the books end on end, they would stretch about 50 kilometres. So it is a challenge, but we practiced what we were doing during lockdown period and COVID, so we could test that we were absolutely right in the procedures that we were going to follow, because we wanted to do everything very safely.
Good morning. I'm Helen Shenton. I'm the librarian and college archivist here at Trinity College Dublin. So that means that I'm responsible for all the libraries in Trinity College, 6.5 million volumes. And then we have all the electronic resources and all the e-books and e-journals and so on. We've got these incredible, unique and distinct collections. Everything from medieval manuscripts and then Book of Kells, obviously, which is a UNESCO Memory of the World designated item. And it deserves it. I mean, it is absolutely spectacular. And then we've got the greatest collection of Beckett correspondence. And any book that was published in the UK, we've had this since 1801, we can have it.
So you and I are standing upstairs here, just looking down the beautiful gallery. What an office.
It's called the long room. Look at the length of it. It's often called the most beautiful room in Ireland. I've watched so many people, they come in and they go, wow. We call this the nation's front room. So yes, this is Trinity, but really this is a national treasure.
It certainly is. And I was in there recently and it's so extraordinary to see the shelves being emptied. You know, it's such a responsibility for them to do this, isn't it? And obviously it's been in planning for years and years and it's a major challenge because those collections are really precious, aren't they?
They are. And everyone you speak to says, look, they know as archivists, this is a once in a generation opportunity to be involved in this project. And they feel like they're guardians for future generations as well. But they're also enthusiastic and passionate about it, you know, and they know they have to be so careful about this. And the plans that they have are really, really exciting. You know, they've drawn on the best kind of 21st century design and technology to safeguard this 18th century building. So here Helen Shenton, she outlines that exciting but really challenging and daunting, I have to say, plan ahead for them all.
Here we are, standing in this beautiful building in the middle of the lovely oasis of a campus. But in fact, if you think about it, we're in the middle of an inner city ring road. And all that particulate pollution...
When you put it like that.
Yeah, you don't think of it. No. It's this oasis, it's lovely, it's a beautiful campus. But you think about the roads around, all that particulate pollution is coming through the leaky windows, landing on the books. So there's a lot that we have to do, and that's the starting point. It's very sensory. I've noticed a lot of young people mention the smell of old books. Yeah. It's quite sweet and it's quite attractive. But for me, that is actually volatile organic compounds, which tells you that all these books, which are made of organic material, they're made of leather and paper and parchment, that smell is telling us that they're deteriorating. And that's what is the starting point for a major conservation project to conserve both the building, which is coming up into its fourth century, but we also need to improve the environmental controls in here in order to preserve all of the 700,000 volumes that we've got in here.
So that is a big project, because you're right in the middle of packing everything up here at the moment. It couldn't be busier for you.
So it's very exciting, because obviously such a big project has been several years in the gestation, and now we're doing it. There is a lot of work that needs doing to the building. So I only have to say to you, Notre Dame Cathedral, and you'll know the risks. It's safe, obviously, but this is all long-term thinking. This is conservation. So we'll conserve it, we'll put all this effort in, and in the best conservation, then you'll say, well, I can't see anything different. It will be like this, only more so.
What is your time frame?
The current estimate is a 3-year closure to get all the construction work done. So we'd be reopening after that.
And there's an opportunity they've spotted here as well, because they'll be able to properly catalogue everything and also develop their online resources.
I know, it's really funny. They say things like, oh yes, well, there was cataloguing done in the 19th century. Like, they speak in centuries, the way you and I speak about last week's programme, you know. And they were saying also the joy of it is that the building is beginning to reveal itself. Like, I was shown this door that they didn't know had existed until they emptied the shelves out, and it's an extra door into a corridor, you know. So they're beginning to really kind of get to grips with
this
building.
It is Hogwarts.
It'd be better than Hogwarts. But yeah, so they're able to catalogue it, and so they have this really large and dedicated team. They're also transferring texts online so the researchers across the world can access texts. And here I met the most enthusiastic person, Claire, that I have ever met in a library, a man who's having a great time. This is the head of content management, Christoph Schmidt-Suprian, and he explained the opportunities that all this work is giving him and his team to update their facilities and resources.
Hi, Elena. We're just having a quick look here. So I see you've got the record open for Table to All the Statutes from 1570, imprint in London. Very nice. So your first step is...
I have to put the weekly...
Christoph, you're hard at work here. You've got a computer, because that's the reality of this now, isn't it? The importance of moving all of this on where electronic supports are what you can do to make the work here better.
Absolutely, exactly. As we're moving the books out of the building, we're making sure that every single volume is in our online catalogue.
Each and every item has to be moved, packed up, but also catalogued.
That's right. Essentially, the cataloguing was done in the 19th century and then added to over the centuries. And then during COVID, we had a massive retrospective conversion program where we moved the 19th century records into our online system. So what we're doing now is matching the volumes against the records in our online catalogue. I'm actually normally on the modern side of the house in the library, but because the online catalogue comes under my remit, that's why, thanks to this project, I get
You've
to play
been hauled in.
I get to play in the old library, so I'm delighted.
So you are all about, you know, protecting this for the future, trying to bring in the modern technology part to support the work here.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Step one is to make sure that every single item that we have on the shelves and that we're moving, that we have the inventory of it, if you like, in our online catalogue. So we know exactly what we have, we know exactly what we're moving, and then we make that public and researchers can request what they need. We are gradually digitizing our collections. And generally, libraries around the world found that once you digitize things, ironically, the demand to see the original sometimes goes up. So we fully expect that now, with having matched everything against our online catalog and increasing the visibility, fully expect that the demand for our collections will go up over time.
There's Christoph now, loving life. And you mentioned the team is working hard on packing up the boxes, but, and this is unusual for librarians now, they have been trained in scaffolding so that they can get right up to the top.
What a job description. Like, you're handling all these extraordinary busts, but you're also being trained in scaffolding. I mean, what an adventure for
Useful.
Everybody. Yeah, I mean, you know, multitasking at its finest. There are scaffolding towers to reach the heights because I think it goes up over 14 metres in places. And the team have been trained in how to use scaffolding safely to take down those higher up books. So they are really enjoying this kind of novel part of the job, as they have to decant over 200,000 early printed books from the library shelves. So the work is intricate. One by one, Claire, you go up, you remove a book, it's brought down, it's cleaned with a specialised vacuum, it's got a tiny Hoover head on it. The book is physically measured in an old box style, electronically tagged and linked to a catalogue record before being safely relocated to a climate controlled storage facility. And books will be accessible for readers, as we're hearing, and then there'll be an interim study centre while the work is underway. So here's Susan Bialetti, who's now a trained scaffolder herself, outlines the intricate work involved for her and the team in more detail here.
So we're in the long room, and in front of us and above us is a scaffold that has been put in place so that we can safely get the books down from the high shelves. The height of this library cavity is actually 14.5 metres, so it's extremely high. And we have trained the assistants in the use of scaffold so that they're safe on the scaffold, so we can take down shelf by shelf a load of books. And someone will climb the scaffold and get onto the platform and systematically take all the books from one shelf, put them into book crates, and then they're lowered to the floor level, and then they're rolled off to the processing area, and that's where all the work starts.
Gosh. So you're now a scaffolder as well.
That's right. So we're now bona fide scaffold workers.
Multitasking.
The staff had to be trained.
Including you.
Yep. To be sure that the staff are going to be safe on the scaffold.
So what we have here now, some of the books are down, but the next step is to clean them.
Yes, some of them extremely dirty. You know, they haven't been cleaned in 200 years, and a lot of particulate pollution has settled on them over that period of time. And we have a special little brush that we put on our HEPA-filtered vacuum cleaners.
Oh my goodness. So this is a customised Hoover.
Specialist equipment just for cleaning the rare books.
Right, so this book may not have been touched in 200 years. Here we are cleaning it. Bring it back to former glory.
So once all the dust has been removed, it means that it's much safer to handle. And at that point, we start documentation, so measuring all of the books. Once the book has been measured, it has a tag in it, it's clean, we'll list if it is in very poor condition, we'll put that into the record. But the item is now ready to go to the packing area to be safely packed into one of our storage boxes. And from this great library here, we will end up with empty shelves, about 50,000 anonymous boxes in a storage warehouse.
Wow.
I feel lost in another world listening to that.
I know.
Fascinating.
It is absolutely just gorgeous in there. And visitors are welcome, Claire, for the next couple of months. This work will keep going, I think, kind of August, September, autumn anyway. But there were lots of visitors coming in when I was there. And they're also delighted to welcome any fundraising family wants to help their cause, because there's other jobs they'd love to do along the way as well. So it's all there on the website.
Oh, great. OK, Evelyn, thank you very much for bringing us inside the Trinity Old Library. Coming up next, Wagatha Christie hits the telly. After this,
text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.